This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, folks, I'm becoming more sympathetic to Vladimir Putin every single day. I know a flim-flam when I see it. I know when somebody is targeting somebody. Like, look at Trump. I just saw a report the other day over the weekend. It was something about DeSantis beats Trump by 24 points in a head-to-head matchup. And it was some obscure thing. And I said to myself, that's a... you know, a puff piece. That somebody to put that out there just to test the waters. Probably want to get a reaction from Trump. He may oblige. But I don't believe that. Look, I think DeSantis might, he could be ahead of Trump in a poll or two. But not by that much. There's no way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Just finished an hour on racism and other scams of the left. And we'll cover a little bit of that, but I also want to cover some of these other things where our money is going, and you got to be asking yourself the question of why. These are basic questions. As a taxpayer, you should have the ability to ask that question. And I'm going to tell you right now, the government doesn't want you questioning. They don't want you asking why. Before I get back to that, though, I want to continue talking about Putin. See, Putin, we've been told Russia is the enemy. And look, that's like going to the Olympics. I don't know if I would call them the enemy, but I would call them our opponent. Now, let's put that into perspective. We've got an opponent. Every country is our opponent. However, every country is also a potential partner. It's like when Jesse Owens beat that German in the 1932 Olympics. He defeated the German. He defeated the idea of Nazism. But he and that particular runner became friends. They were friendly competitors. That's essentially what the world should be. It should be full of friendly competitors. And as Trump did when he went to Poland, he says, look, make America great again. He says, you can do make Poland great again. It's not just about America. We're all in it together. I would like to see you be successful in whatever that is. Don't we exercise that as human beings? Are we all supposed to be great at the same thing? Are we all supposed to be great actors? Are we all supposed to be great accountants? Are we all supposed to be great attorneys, great janitors, great doctors, great whatever? The short answer is, of course not. But you know what we're supposed to be great at? Recognizing other people's greatness and saying, you know what, I do need a plumber. Will you come do this for me? And, oh, by the way, here's my card because I do this or blah, blah, blah. That's the way it works. And on the world stage, it's supposed to work that way. But no, Joe Biden has decided that Putin is persona non grata. And he's made him an enemy. And he wants other people to see him as an enemy. But Putin struck back. And this is the reason why I got to tell you, I like them. Now, this is a guy, or like him. I'm not going to tell you. I'm trying to get over to Russia to hang out with the guy, even though I did contemplate that at one point. But I do believe that we have to let people do what they do. And I'm not talking about invading Ukraine. Joe Biden all but invited them to do that. But I know a lot more about that situation than they're telling you. And I know that Putin was trying to get Ukraine back through diplomatic means. I also think he's trying to get out of this war through diplomatic means, and they don't want to let him. And I have my suspicions, but here's what he has to say about the West, and I agree with him.
It cannot ignore the fact that Russia cannot be defeated on the battlefield. So they're waging increasingly aggressive information attacks. First of all, targeting the young generations, lying on every step, distorting historical truth, attacking our culture, the Russian Orthodox Church, and other traditional religious institutions in our country. Now look at what they're doing with their own peoples. They're destroying the institution of family, their cultural and historical identity, and various perversions with regard to children up to pedophilia are accepted as the new norm. And priests are forced to recognize and officiate same-sex weddings. People can live however they want, and we in Russia have never intruded into people's private life, and we're not going to do that. But what we want to say is maybe they should take a look in the scripture, into the holy book of any great religion. It says that the family is a union between woman and man. And these holy texts are now being increasingly doubted in the West. The Anglican Church is now considering the idea of a gender-neutral God. What can we say? God forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Now, I will tell you, when you hear something like that, by the way, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. When you hear something like that and you understand that that's what's coming out of Russia, the place where we were told, at least I was told when I was a kid, they don't accept religion. You can't practice religion there, and et cetera. And here's a guy talking about aggressive information attacks. We've seen this. We've seen this on multiple people, including probably everybody listening to this show, if you consider yourself a conservative. Aggressive attacks. He says they're targeting the young, particularly, and he says that they're doing cultural attacks, and those cultural attacks are specific to the church. He says they're destroying family and cultural identity, introducing perversions, including pedophilia. Priests forced to recognize and appreciate same-sex weddings. Officiate, I should say. Not appreciate. Officiate. And the one that I hadn't heard of, which thank you, Vladimir, for telling us, is gender-neutral God. I don't know what God is, but I'll tell you this. I don't think God cares what he's referred to as. And the only reason why you would change it is because you've got some issue, you know, from leftist women to the feminist movement. Why does God have to be a male? Doesn't. I think of it as just they adopted his, the male pronoun, if you will, for God. But I think God is much bigger than any particular gender per se. I know we depict him as a man, but maybe it is it's a being, in my opinion, more than it is anything else. God is. Well, I think Putin got it right here. Sure, Chris. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
COVID and the world of make-believe. Boy, Pfizer's going to go to court March the 1st. That's if they don't buy their way out of this deal, but they're in a lawsuit, and they've got to, you know, pay the piper. They got to go and answer questions. And I think their defense is going to be the Emergency Youth Authorization Act. And they're going to fall on the sword and say, hey, the government asked for it. We gave them the best we had at the time. It isn't our fault. And all that stuff's going to get thrown out. If you're looking for a win there, I don't know if you're going to get it. Oh, but Kevin, if they can prove that there was malice and all that, yeah, I agree. Good luck with that. These guys play cover their butts pretty good these days. And they've been giving away a lot of your money. A lot of your tax dollars going to help them thwart any potential lawsuits, et cetera, whistleblowers. Well, could be dispatched. They're not going to go down lightly, I'll tell you that. Too much money at stake and too many people got paid. But they got to go to court. Here's what they're figuring out. I'm going to go ahead and warn you. You already know this. But COVID tests don't work. Over 56,000 COVID antigen rapid tests were recalled after the FDA released a statement saying people should not use the Skipic or Skypic Medical Lab SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid test distributed by Universal Meditech, as they were likely to provide false results. Now, I don't know whether that's false results, pro-COVID or anti-COVID, like you got it or you didn't get it. I guess either way, they consider it too dangerous to let it out. So according to this local news, the kits were manufactured from October 21 to December 21, distributed January 2022 without the approval of the FDA. Well, there you have it. It didn't get the approval of the FDA. It didn't get the golden stamp. You do realize, by the way, that every drug that was approved by the FDA and was recalled by the FDA was approved by the FDA. I know if I started with the other one, I would have only had to say it one time. Yeah, the test is not authorized, they said, cleared or approved by the FDA for distribution or use in the United States. Consumers are told to immediately stop using the recall product, contact the distributor to return it immediately. The kits were sent to California and Texas-based distributors, and Universal Meditech is making arrangements to accept the returns of all the recalled kits. The FDA statement was an update to an original that was placed on May the 10th of 2022 on Skipik Medical Lab SARS-CoV-2 antigen rapid test distributed by SML Distribution. So it's the distributor who's creating the problem here. It is not Skipak Medical Lab. No, not them. Not they. According to the CDC, antigen rapid tests are less reliable PCR-based tests, especially for people who do not have symptoms. Yep, we're still there, folks. Still testing people that don't have any sickness, have any symptom at all. And you got to ask yourself, how can you be testing when there's nothing there? Well, you could come back positive. I tell you that because I want you to know that even when the tests were running at their height, before there were any distribution issues, they were still saying, well, it's about 50-50. You'd have better luck flipping a coin than taking a test. I don't know what the government would charge you to flip a coin, but it's probably pretty high. Antigen tests produce results in 15 to 30 minutes. And, according to the CDC, to best detect infection, a negative antigen test should be repeated at least 48 hours apart. Now, as of right now, nobody's been hurt by this information. How do we know, though? How do we know, given that if you got the shot and it didn't work, you did the test and the test was wrong, and you were a super spreader and you were carrying this disease all over the place, how would we even know? But they say, as of this writing, no harm, no foul, nobody's been hurt, it's all good. I don't know. COVID tests don't work. Now, I want you to understand, this article was written less than a week ago, in the year of our Lord, 2023. COVID tests don't work. And do you think that it was the distributor? Do you think it was the manufacturer? Do you think it was the people who didn't know how they were taking the test? They were administering it to themselves wrong? I don't know. But what I do know is they don't work. And here's something else I know. It is the same thing that they've been saying about this test since they started giving it. Don't tell anybody, but I'm looking around. Okay, coast is clear. The test never worked. Oh, and they never will. So we're spending all this time and energy and money. We're letting people, hey, listen, I just want to put out a public service announcement that the test for the COVID vaccine, whatever, it still does not work. That is all. And I'll be honest with you, I don't believe that it was even 70% effective. But for the sake of this discussion, let's say it is 70% effective, which means 30% of the time it doesn't get it right.
That's a big enough gap that you don't know. Yeah, why don't you just say it's 50-50? You just flip a coin and go, I have it, I don't. And the thing that always struck me most odd about how they define COVID is you wouldn't know if you had it. And I know it's old news, but I want to revisit the idea that you don't know you had it. I recently had a cold. I'm telling you, I knew 2 days before it fully kicked in. I went, you know, coming down with something. When I got the flu, I absolutely knew. I still to this day, and I'm going to tell you, there's nothing scientific about what I'm about to say, but I still to this day know that, believe in my heart, that every time I got the flu, I knew I was going to get the flu. It's like a muscle ache when I used to run track. You knew today wasn't going to be a good day. You just couldn't get the muscles to fire. And, you know, it same with, you know, boxing or whatever. When I was a fighter, you know it's not going to be a good day. You can feel it in your body. You've heard people say this after some sort of a match. You know, my body just wasn't responding the way because you know. Now, as an athlete, you certainly know, oh, this isn't going to go well today or whatever, because you're fine-tuned. But you're fine-tuned when it comes to your health. And the older you get, the more fine-tuned you get. The moral of this story is COVID tests are like leftists. They don't work.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. That big storm that brought snow to parts of Southern California over the weekend is now slamming the Midwest and then bearing down on the Northeast. Finally, some good news for this guy in New Jersey who drives a snowplow.
I've been ready since last year. No snow, no money.
Others are all set for the traditional storm panic.
We haven't had it for so long. I guarantee you there's going to be no toilet paper, no milk, and no eggs.
Norfolk Southern Railroad may once again ship toxic dirt and other waste out of the scene of that big crash near East Palestine, Ohio. The EPA had halted its shipments for a while as it reviewed the railroad's disposal plan. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen made a trip to Kyiv today, just as the U.S. is rolling out another $10 billion in financial aid to Ukraine. Thursday at the earliest, before NASA and SpaceX will launch a rocket that will carry a new crew to the International Space Station. Today's launch scrubbed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got this letter from somebody who is a fan of mine. He says, the fools who listen to this criminal, and he's speaking of Fauci, he says, he has been sitting back laughing at people all the way to the bank. The shots are injected into people to create the spike proteins, not a vaccine. The spike proteins in animal testing go to all organs. Highest concentration, adrenal glands, liver, spleen, bone marrow, and ovaries. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He then goes on to give us an email. It's dated Saturday, 1 February 2020, from Fauci to a guy named Jeremy Farrar. He copied Christian G. Anderson. Blind copy Patricia Conrad and a few other people. He says the title of it is regarding phone call. Jeremy just got off the phone with Christian Anderson and he related to me his concept. Is it concept? Yeah. Let me see. I'm sorry. Concern about the furin site mutation of the spike protein in the current circulating 2019 nCoV. So let me just say this. Fauci is admitting that he's concerned that the spike protein is going to the wrong place. And he says, he goes on to say this, I would imagine that in the U.S. this would be at the FBI, in the U.K. it would be the MI5. He's saying she'd get a group of evolutionary biologists together to examine the data to determine if the concerns are valid. And He says it would be important to quickly get confirmation of the cause of his concerns by experts in the field of coronaviruses and evolutionary biology. In the meantime, I will alert my U.S. government official colleagues of my conversation with you and Christian and determine what further investigation they recommend. Let's stay in touch. I don't know whether this is true or not. I really don't. You can get catfished in so many levels these days, but it rings of truth. And it's from what I'm told, it is a legitimate one of his emails that came from the treasure trove of information that, from Twitter files. But if any of it is true, it's pretty scary. We're going to move on real quick. And we'll circle back if we find out that it was or it wasn't. I want to talk, though, about these incentives. And again, it's another story where I can't tell you with 100% certainty, yay or nay, but it sounds right. And USA Today tried to fact check this story. And here's what they said. In an attempt to cast doubt on the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, some online users are claiming pediatricians are paid a bonus by Blue Cross Blue Shield based on the percentage of patients they vaccinate. Blue Cross Blue Shield pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for a fully vaccinated 100% patients under the age of 2 read a document from December 12th of 2021. Instagram post that was shared by actress Cherie Johnson and accumulated more than 600 likes. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps to 80,000. The post claims pediatricians lose their entire bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated, including the flu virus, it asserts. This is why your doctor gets aggressive. Have you heard this? I need you to understand that there's going to be an attempt here by Yahoo to dispel this myth of this. But just for the record, I don't know. Here's what it goes on. It says, but Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't provide incentives, you ready, solely based on the number of patients vaccinated, as the post suggests. So what they're telling you is this. Blue Cross Blue Shield does provide incentives, but it may not be what they told you. And this is what always makes me mad about these types of things, because you have folks that are acting as whistleblowers. They're saying, look, don't get this shot because it's not, if your doctor's telling you to get it, they're being paid to do it. And the sad part about this, folks, is if we've learned nothing from our welfare system, is that there is a price for people to say, I'll just say and do what you want me to do. They go on, they say this. Incentive programs vary by state and require doctors to meet goals related to a number of different practices and services. So they can't debunk it. And their way of debunking it is to say, look, it varies from state to state. What these people said isn't necessarily true. Now, if these people had said, this is what's happening in the state of Maryland, then I guess they wouldn't have been able to debunk it. But it's the wiggle room of this. If you're going to debunk it, say, look, in no state is this allowed. Blue Cross Blue Shield completely, authoritatively denies this, emphatically denies it. But they don't say that. And this is why all these COVID naysayers, all these vaccine naysayers, all these people that tried to, paint me and many others in the corner of, oh, you anti-vaxxers. I'm not anti-vax. I've had vaxes my entire life. But I am an anti-liar. I don't like it when people that are supposed to be protecting us lie about the stuff that they're supposed to be protecting us from. They go on and say this. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a national federation of 35 independent and locally owned companies, each of which sets its own value-based contracts with local providers. This is according to the agency spokesperson. So yet again, no denial, but telling you, oh, wait, I wouldn't be as upset if they said, you know what, that it could be that this occurred, but they're not. This is meant to be a fact check debunk of what people actually said was happening. Then they go on to say this. The purpose of any performance-based incentives, where they exist, is to reward implementation of, you ready, well-established, evidence-based best practices in the care of our members. I'm going to interrupt for just a second and play this clip. This is Alan Dershowitz before and after. Now he says, I don't want mandatory vaccines. And the reason is he got vaccinated and boosted and he still got COVID and it was pretty bad, probably scared the heck out of him. But here he is now and then, just to kind of drive home the point.
Yeah, the Superpower video where you said we should have mandatory vaccines. I disagree with you on that. But this is the one thing that I have to ask you.
All right, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, which vaccine do you have?
I don't believe in mandatory vaccination now. What I said was, let me put it very clearly, you have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
To prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States Supreme Court.
I don't believe in mandatory vaccination now. What I said was if there came a time when we had a real pandemic that was killing people and there was a perfect vaccine, that there would be no constitutional right for somebody to say, no, I'm going to spread the disease and I'm going to be Typhoid Mary. The government, under a Supreme Court decision in 1905, would have the power to compel vaccination. We're not even close to that situation today, so I'm not in favor of compelled vaccination at all today. I've had the Pfizer, all of them, plus the booster. And tragically, after years of not having COVID, I came back from a trip, a long airplane ride, and went to a Christmas party, which I probably shouldn't have, wore a mask. And did get COVID and had a pretty bad case of it for 3 weeks.
Funny thing about when something impacts leftists, and look, I'm not trying to paint Dershowitz's any particular thing, but he does come off as a leftist. And the funny thing about him is that when it impacts them is when they finally wake up. And that's what happened with Dershowitz. Now, his stance may still be, oh, you still got to get it. And that's what his stance was on COVID. But now suddenly, well, COVID is not the one that you need to be, you know, forced to get a vaccine for. But I am for forced vaccinations unless it impacts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Free speech sounds so innocuous. Free speech, you think, oh, we should all have that. From the moment you know, then your evolution as a human being, there's a point where you're going, and if people can't make out the sounds necessarily, but it's a baby trying to communicate. One of the things I can tell you, having raised four boys, last one who's gone through puberty, 16 now, and he's becoming a man, and as you study kids as a parent, you understand one of the things that frustrates teenagers is when they, especially when they get into that age range, is they feel like they want to speak out, but they can't. They're not being heard. They're always in listen to the lecture mode, and I could go on. You want to know what the biggest frustration for them is? They don't feel like they have permission to speak freely. In the military, you'll hear people say it. Permission to speak freely, sir? Permission granted. Well, sir. And then it's supposedly to say something controversial. In the military, you may be able to keep things shut down because it's a strict, you know, system in place, et cetera, and it's very hierarchical in the sense of, you know, as we used to say, crap flows downhill, watch what you say, blah, blah, blah. But in the real world, you are the leader. You are the CEO of you, and you should not be relegated to what others think, to what their ideas are. Now, that being said, you are not the smartest person in the room all the time. And you do need to listen to other people. And just as a matter of courtesy, right or wrong, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, sometimes it's good to listen even when the person is a moron. Let them sort of work it out, right? That's what I do with leftists all the time. I let them work it out for themselves. I'm glad you guys are here. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm talking about this because of the things that we do every day to protect your speech. And I tell people all the time, the reason the First Amendment is more important than the Second Amendment is because the First Amendment is the reason you have a Second Amendment. Your ability to speak freely about your guns. Bring up your guns in the wrong company and watch what happens. I don't want to talk about guns. I'm afraid of guns. You'll hear all kinds of stuff. You better be able to talk about stuff. You better be able to talk about sex, religion, politics. And as it pertains to politics, you better be ready to speak about feminism, LGBT issues, race relations. You better, I'm just saying, you have to not take anything off the table. Because when you do, that's when you have the chance of losing it. You know, there are things that happen in families, and I'll just use this as an example. Something traumatic happens. You know, if the family says, let's not talk about this. From now on, it is verboten, forbidden, taboo. And it usually involves, you know, incest, you know, a child is molested by a family member or a close family friend, and everybody's like, let's not talk about it. How's that work out? I don't want to call Dr. Phil on you, but how's it working out for you? Huh? This article comes from the College Fix. It talks about Stanford offered a financial reward to report harmful words to campus officials. Members of Stanford University's Information Technology Department once offered a financial reward to those who flagged and reported, quote, racist terminology. Now, remember what I told you earlier in the broadcast? I said the biggest money pit on the planet is racism. He said the offer was part of a Statement of Solidarity and Commitment to Action program that debuted in 2020. But the financial incentive was raised during a late January faculty meeting during which professors voiced alarm over what they contend is a growing Orwellian atmosphere on their campus. Stanford scholars also cited the school's, quote, elimination of harmful language initiative, the ideal anti-racism toolkit, that they said pushed on the campus the university's relatively low protected identity harm reporting system as alarming project stifling both free speech and academic freedom. So I'll give the Stanford the scholars some credit that they said, look, we can't be doing this. I don't know if you know this, but these academics that have felt stifled, unable to speak like I described teenagers earlier, like I described the military, where you have to ask for permission to speak freely, are now some of the biggest voices leading the cause against this stuff. Let's stop here for just a second so we can absorb what I'm talking about. A college and university equivalent to the Ivies, Stanford, is offering an incentive against people to speak freely about issues of race. And here's what they call racist terminology. Who determines that? I mean, I will give you, have you looked at some of the things that are now considered racist? Showing up on time, being cordial, mathematics, reading, wanting to get ahead, working, These are all legit. You can go look it up. These are all things that have been called racist. And they wanted to flag and report people for using racist terminology. By the way, racist terminology could, at some point, might be just saying you have a daddy. I know people out there are chuckling a little bit, but because one of the jokes that my white friends will say is, Kevin, what do you get a black man for his, or what do they get a black guy for his birthday or something like that? And it was a Father's Day card or something. I don't remember the joke, but you get it, right? Black kids don't have daddies. I didn't have a father growing up, my actual biological father. I had my grandfather. At one point, I had a stepfather, but, you know, my mother died, and then I lost him. I mean, theoretically, we stayed in touch and everything. But the point I'm making is everything can be considered racist, and who are the ones determining the lexicon of racism? Of course, it's the leftists. They determine what's racist, what's sexist, what word is good, not good. I use the word to call the people who accuse Kavanaugh of doing the heinous crimes of whatever they accuse him of. I call those women lying skanks, because a skank is somebody who will lie for profit, who will lie to hurt you, not because it's the truth. That is the definition of a skank in my community. And I'm talking about in the black vernacular, and I believe that's a pretty close Monsieur Roger or Webster definition of a skank. And let's face it, folks, we know plenty of them. And it's not even a bad word. I have never in my life been told, Kevin, oh, don't say that word. Now, there are other words used to talk about women that you're told, oh, you can't use that word, even though rappers and women will use those words indiscriminately. But you can't as a man, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know those words. But skank has never been among them. And suddenly, I use it in a tweet, and it's bad. Who made that determination? Well, I'll tell you who it was. The skanks at Fox News. That's who made it. And one of the reasons, and I'm off track here a little bit, but I want to make a bigger point. One of the reasons it was given was, well, Kevin, there are people, women at Fox News that took offense. They're Democrats or whatever. And what I said was, did any of them accuse Kavanaugh? That's what I said to him. Did any of them accuse Kavanaugh of what these women have accused him of? No. Then it wasn't geared towards them. In other words, you can tell me, Kevin, black folks do so-and-so. If black folks have a tendency to not be able to read, well, I can read. So those that have a tendency not don't apply to me. It drives me crazy. Anyway, this faculty senate at Stanford wanted to create an ad hoc committee on university speech to review these, quote, ongoing concerns in the present situation. You want to create a committee, again, your tax dollar, well, Stanford's a private university, but their money at work to investigate the nonsense that some leftist on their campus created that has to do with free speech. Something that should be not only, that shouldn't even be up for discussion, but should be encouraged in that environment. And this is where they sat. Folks, this is a level of crazy that we've gotten to in this in our world today. And the reason is we aren't pushing back. I'm glad some of their faculty did. I know at the University of North Carolina, we talked about it before, they're stopping all this diversity nonsense. Corporate America's starting to wake up to woke and say, you know what, we prefer to be asleep. I gotta leave it there, I'm out of time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.